You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom comes back from his last mission, last test. It says that unfortunately he ran into very unexpected news. He lost his dear wife. So then it says, obviously, he had to go through the laws of mourning. So it says in the Torah that Avraham Avinu, first he did hesped, and then he cried for Sarai Imenu. This law should never been studied, and nobody should need to know about these laws. But here, the laws that relate to this matter, it's only permitted 3 days to cry. That's it. But here, the positive matter here is that first it says, he did hesped, and then he cried, because hesped comes after. Follow? Because when Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom ran into this sad news, so he should cry. No? Yeah. But here he says he did hesped first, and then he cried. Mourned. He mourned for Sarai Imenu. So he held himself, he didn't cry?
Yeah. Why? The tefillah that he did was more higher than the crime. So he preferred to do that before his crime.
No, but why he holding himself to not cry? It doesn't make sense. It's not logical.
If he was crying, then the people of the town is sorry about the to sacrifice the Yaakov Ishaq. So he held himself and then...
So... So now, when he's not crying, so that means he's not sorry, whatever he did, because the cause, obviously, he knew, because the Sarai Imenu alayha shalom found out that her dear husband took her dear son to sacrifice. So now when he does mourning, it doesn't show that he's sorry. What difference does it make? The mourning or crying is not the same. So you mourn, then you cry.
Crying is not a mitzvah, but mourning is a mitzvah.
No? Why? He says, I just mentioned, 3 days. No, you have to show that you miss whatever that took place. So now the Midrash is an interesting thing. Midrash says, when he says, Vayavo Abraham, what does it mean, Vayavo Abraham? There is no need to say Vayavo Abraham, because when it says that Sarai Imenu passed away in Hebron, that was in Kiryat Arba, so then it says Abraham did hesped and crying, or crying and hesped. It says Vayavo Abraham. So Midrash says, he came from Beersheba. Another idea is he came from Haramuria. So now Midrash explains that on that day, Abraham's father passed away.
Also?
Yes. Who was Abraham's father?
Terach.
Terach passed away. So on that day, he buried Terach.
Same day, Solomon passed away, his father
passed away. Yeah, it brought that he buried his father. So now, if he would cry, what would people think?
Cry for his father.
Crying his father. So now here, when it says in the Torah that he mourned for Sarai Imenu, and then he cried, so that means he's not crying for his Abba. Or is it to cry for his Abba? Now he put him in Kivshan Ha'esh. But he respected his father. But here the Torah Moshe is explaining that Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom handled the matter, that people would not be misunderstood. He doesn't care about his wife. Well, fine, but you can give a good punch, to somebody, say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. I didn't mean it. It was my hand, you know, sorry.
Did he mourn for his father? Did he sit for his father? Or he didn't? Abraham did.
Well, obviously, no. You see here, afterwards, when he came, he did hasped and also cried. Well, we see when they left in the end of Parshat Noah, he didn't follow Avram Avinu. So it says there that they stopped in Canaan till Haran, it says. But they didn't, you know, continue to follow Avram Avinu alav shalom. So now here, then we see, it says, Vayagum Abraham, Malpinim eto, says he got up from face of Sarai Menu. So now there is a forbidden matter that you're not permitted to look at the deceased, the niftar. It's asur, you cannot look at. But here it says, Vayagum Abraham, Malpinim eto, Vaydaber Benechet, and then he spoke to Benechet. So how was he permitted to look at Sarai Imenu? Sima explains that to be placed in Marat HaMachpelah, you have to have the requirement. And what's the requirement? That the angel of not life should not have any contact with someone. It's called Mitat Neshira. So that means the Neshama should be departed from the body directly with the command of Hashem, not with the other angel. So Gemara explains, if that angel gets involved, the face of a person becomes yaraqaragot, becomes like a greenish. So now here, Avraham Avinu Shalom is checking, inspecting the face of Sarai Imenu to make sure that she is qualified. She's qualified to be buried in Marat HaMachpelah. So that's says, Vayagom me'al penim eto. Wanted to make sure that Sarai Imenu is qualified to be buried in Marat HaMachpelah. So now here, when he says Vayagom, what does Vayagom mean? Tam. What does Ram mean? To get up. So now, it's a very beautiful message here. Sometimes, not for anyone, you see somebody walks in, right? And he has a very special face. It's called Achmu face. So what happened? See, you don't know what happened today. What happened? Yeah, return merchandise. You know, give me a headache. I got stuck in the traffic. So what does that mean? What does that mean? He said, I had a bad day. So why are you acting like this? So that means, what does it mean?
He didn't accept the judgment of Hashem.
So that means when something goes wrong, we inject it to other people. What does that mean? So that means if I don't have a good day, you're not supposed to have a good day. It's asur for you to have a good day.
I want a good day.
Yes. But if I didn't have a good day, so that means who said you can't have a good day? Then I have a good day, everything goes smoothly, so I'll let you to have a good day. I'll smile at you, I hug you, I say good morning to you.
Oh, you know what I'm saying
today? Baruch Hashem, everything.
You didn't have
anything. So now here, it says, Vayagom Avraham Mal Penei Meto. And then he says, Vaydaber Benechet Lemor. He says, what's the connection? It says Vayagom, and then he spoke. Unbelievable message. And that is Abraham alav shalom. He got up. What does it got up? That means he put it aside. Boy, your wife passed away. Now just imagine Abraham alav shalom comes back to Har Moriah, right? So what does he expect? What does he expect?
His wife.
No. Banners, orchestra. It says, hoorah, Avi, 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 you're great. Huh? You know what he did? Now, he comes back. What does he see? What does he see?
His wife passed away.
You know what? He could he be? So this is my reward? It's my sahar. I did such a sacrifice. Mesirat nefesh. Nah. This is my most dust. Huh? But here we see a beautiful thing. The Rav Avshalom is teaching us, fine. Something went wrong. Who said you can get angry at people and shout at people because somebody did something to you? But here, we let ourselves to treat people terribly. Why? We said, no, I was stuck in the traffic. What was it to me? So no, I was in the traffic. You have to feel the pain. I have to feel the pain? Yes? And here we see, it says, Vayachom, Abraham, Nal Pene Meto. That means he put it aside, and then, Vaydaber Benechet Nemor. What does that mean? Someone says, okay, I had a terrible day. You know what I went through? 3 days I walked, I went to Har Moriah, wanted to sacrifice my son. You know, then the angels come and say, no, you know, don't do it. This, I have to sacrifice a goat. Then I come back, look at this. You'll be shattered. On that moment, you can be a kofer. No? Yeah. You give up everything. But here he says, they play around with him, they, you know, flattering, don't worry, you this and that. But it's still, shalom, don't let that whatever that he went through, chas v'shalom, will affect other people. You know what that is? Chazak baruch Avraham Avinu. See, you know what it is? That you don't let people go through the pain because, you know,
sometimes you don't let them go through the pain. They say you are so ruthless, you don't have no feeling.
Oh, they're right. So when you come home, Rambam says, if you're not feeling good, you have to go around the house to be able to smile. Sometimes go one time, twice, three times, till in the morning. So when you feel good, then you go home. You cannot just go home. Why? You take your work home. You take your problem home. You know, they work hard, you know, all day, clean the house, cook, this, that, shopping, take care of the kids, put them to sleep. So now you give them more problem. That's not right. So here you get this. Vayagom. What does vayagom mean? He put it aside. He didn't let the pain that he has, it will be affected by other people. And it's not fair. It's not fair. Of course, you know, you have to feel for other people. But it's not that, you know, you say, oh, I went through such a hard day. You don't know what happened to me. So, okay, I'm sorry, but why? What is it to me? I want to help you. But you cannot treat people unfairly because why? Oh, you know what happened to me. And look at this. So, Vayagom, Abraham, Vayagom, and then spoke to Benechet. And that takes lots of awareness. You know, okay, what can I do? You know, it happened. But people should not be, Chas v'Shalom, go through the pain because of me. And that's the beautiful message. And we have to always remember, fine, you know, okay, you know, whatever that I went through, Chas v'Shalom, I have to make other people feel good. Not Chas v'Shalom, I'm going to give them more pain, more headache. That's not what I should do. Hashem is like, you know, is that Hashem? Niskev, always bring nachat for other people. Niskev is short.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.